A Glimpse at Happiness, written by Jane Fullerton and read by Caitlin Thorburn. With her hand on the polished banister, Josephine O'Casey, known as Josie ever since she could remember, lifted her skirts and made her way down the uncarpeted stairs from the main part of the house to the kitchen. The heat from the room burst over her as she opened the door. Tucking a stray lock of her auburn hair back behind her ears, she stepped down to the flagstone floor. The kitchen of number 24 Stepney Green was half below street level. The range, with its two ovens, roasting spit and six hot plates, dominated the space. Daisy, the maid, lit it at 5 a.m, and it supplied the household not only with food, but thanks to the copper incorporated into its design, a constant stream of hot water. Standing with her back to Josie was Mrs. Woodall, the Monroe family's cook. Her wide hips shook as she furiously stirred the contents of one of the large saucepans. On a normal day, Mrs. Woodall accommodated the erratic working hours of Josie's stepfather, Dr. Robert Monroe, as well as the vagaries of the tradesmen and the children's fads and fancies. However, today was not a normal day, and the usually unruffled cook looked as if she was about to boil over, just like one of her pots.
"Oh, Miss Josie, it's you. I thought it was your mother again," Mrs. Woodall said, some of the worry leaving her face.
Josie smiled. To her knowledge, her mother, Ellen, had already been down to the kitchen 3 times in the last 2 hours, and by the look on Cook's face, she was expected again.
"Oh, you'd think the Queen of Sheba was coming, the amount of dishes I've got to prepare," Mrs. Woodall continued.
"Queen of Sheba? No, someone much more important. Mrs. Monroe, her stepfather's elderly mother."
"Can I do anything to help?" asked Josie, skirting around the stained chopping block, which still had the odd chicken feather stuck to its surface. She, too, had escaped from the turmoil upstairs. Apart from her trips to see Cook, Ellen had visited the guest room twice to check that the bed linen was properly aired, and her temper was shortening by the minute.
"Thank you, Miss Josie, but I've taken the plates up, and now I just have to wait for the meat to cook and the fruit to arrive."
There was a crash from the floor above. Josie and Mrs. Woodall looked up.
"Oh, your poor mother,"
uttered Mrs. Woodall, and turned her attention to the pile of cabbage sitting ready to prepare.
"She shouldn't be running about in her condition."
Josie agreed and, pushing her way past the basket of potatoes on the floor, went over to the roasting hook to rewind the clockwork that had begun to slow. Mrs. Woodall gave her a grateful smile.
"I could do with Daisy down here to help,"
she said, attacking the wrinkled leaves of the Savoy cabbage with her vegetable knife.
"I don't know why nurse needs help with the children."